leaving a grocery cart in a parking lot, bumping a call straight to voicemail, drinking milk past its expiration. Our world is overflowing with savages. Team PXY explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery. It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
Crazy throwing herself on the savage scale this morning, or at least your mom is throwing on the savage scale, demanding this is one that we do today. It is negotiating the price of a gift card you know you won't use when you're selling it to a friend or family member. Briz, what have you done now?
Oh, gosh. Okay, first of all, I didn't even bring this up. My mother approached me and said, I have this gift card, and for the sake of the show, I'm just going to leave, you know, the store out. But it's a store that I fancy often.
Okay.
And my mom and I have, you know, it's an aggressive amount of money to the store. So my mom said, your dad wants to know if he can buy that $100 gift card off of you.
Okay.
For $75.
Okay.
And me, being the businesswoman that I am, I said 80 and we have a deal.
Negotiating. Oh, boy. Okay.
And then I didn't hear back.
Uh-huh.
I was like, did I lose the deal? Like, I felt like I was all of a sudden in an episode of Shark Tank,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, basically.
I was like, did I lose the deal? So I asked I approached them in person. You know, I followed up yesterday.
Followed up.
Oh, yeah. This is the only reason I'm here at their house right now. No, I'm kidding. But I was like, so are we going to do the deal? And my mom looks at me and goes, you're an absolute savage. If you're really that hard up for $5, I guess so.
Oh, wow. All right. So you got the deal that you wanted. Oof.
Then there's been no transaction yet.
Will the $5 be worth the shame? And I can only imagine the look on your poor mother's face.
My father, being a financial advisor.
Yeah.
I figured he would be, I feel like this would be one of the proudest moments.
Oh, yeah?
Of his life. You know what I mean? Like, it just makes sense.
Where you fleece him out of $5.
I'm not fleecing anyone. He's still getting an amazing deal.
Yeah.
He's getting 20 free dollars.
Yeah.
He's just not getting 25 free dollars.
Well, what else did your mom? Your mom sent you a text that you told me about. What did she also add to this situation? Because I think this is important.
You're a savage for making me read this text message.
Come on
the air.
Come on, this is important.
Okay. Okay, I'll just read you the conversation.
Yeah.
Denny wants to know if he can buy that gift card from you. He said, I'll give you 75 cash for your $100 gift card.
Okay.
I said, make it 80 and we have a deal. She goes, you're freaking unbelievable. WTF. You owe us zillions and you're trying to get an extra $5 out of us.
Zillions.
Hashtag so proud. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, savage. Followed by four exclamation points.
It's a lot of exclamation points.
And I responded with LOL.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. You owe us zillions.
I mean, look.
I respect the hustle. I respect the negotiating tactics. But when it comes down to it, it's $5. Really?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Okay, I do have to ask this question. If it wasn't your parents, if it was just, let's say it was Facebook Marketplace, all right? Just for discussion's sake here, where you put this up there. You said, $100 gift card, whatever. Give me your best offer. If somebody said 75, would you have responded the same exact way?
Absolutely. See, that's the thing of why I feel as if this is so sensible, because I don't give family discounts. I don't do any of that stuff.
Wow.
I keep it transparent. I keep it 100 with everyone. I'm not giving special treatment to anyone. It's not fair. As a businesswoman, it's just not fair to be giving people all these deals, wheeling and dealing. Like, you need to stay true to yourself, stay true to your craft and your negotiation skills. Yeah. Because the second you lose that, you lose everything, baby. The kingdom crumbles.
Don't you think that there can be exceptions to that rule? I don't know. Like absolutely from not. The people that birthed you?
Absolutely not.
And gave you life? Nope. And have raised you?
Nope.
And paid, as your mom said, quote, zillions? Do you think it could be seen as perhaps a little insulting that you would respond back with five extra dollars?
I think it shows that I am an entrepreneur. And yeah. I think it shows uh-huh. that I am willing to stand my ground
yeah.
when it comes to my business. Mm-hmm. And that's just the long and short of it. Everyone knows that I am basically the Wolf of Wall Street's, you know, prodigy at this point. And I've wheeled and dealed for the past 5 months on Facebook Marketplace, made over $1,000. And that's something that I can stand true to. Do you think I made over $1,000 on Facebook Marketplace cutting out deals to every yeah. Sally yeah. maker that gave me your sob story?
Sure.
No.
Sure.
And you can call me a B all you want, but I'm telling you right now, you would do the same thing. You would do the same thing.
585-222-9800. Special guest on the phone with us this morning. Oh, look, it's Breezy's mom. Hi,
from
Bethy.
Literally upstairs.
Hi, Bethy. How are you?
Hi, I'm
hope there's listening. No feedback down here.
Bethy, I've got a question. How much are you charging Breezy to stay over tonight? Because obviously, no deals for family. Because that's the family motto. I mean, you know, you can see the lake from the property. You know, that's got to add to it. It's at least what, $200 probably.
Oh, at least. Well, yeah. my only comment to this whole thing is, if she wants to see the kingdom crumble.
Ooh.
She shouldn't bilk her parents, because then the kingdom's really going to crumble.
Oh, no.
I mean,
I don't know if you want to play hardball with them, Breeze. I think it's a bad idea. Here's the thing. You're setting a precedent now.
What do you mean?
If you're going to have this attitude towards them, no deals, everyone's treated the same, well, it's only fair for them to do the same exact to you.
Well, that's not a thing.
Wait, what do you
the
mean?
The only
why?
Standard whoa, 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 whoa. That exists is a double standard. Everyone knows that. Everyone knows that.
Absolutely not. I have a feeling, and Bethy, you can get my back on this one, that this is going to end up costing Breezy more than
$5. Yeah. Could be thousands in a week.
Businesswoman, is this the best idea now?
I feel like the phone's cutting out.
You know, Breeze, a good business person knows you've got to foster your business relationships, and you got to think about long term. I think you are very just in the moment and thinking about that specific deal. You didn't think big picture. You didn't go from 30,000 feet up.
All right. While everyone's here, while we're doing a business. Go ahead.
You can just give that to me for Christmas.
Oh.
There's, for free.
There you go. There's also okay. That would have been a nice gesture, wouldn't it, Bethy? I'm sure you would have appreciated that.
I'm not doing, you know, build your own gifts. We're not doing that, okay? Here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
While we have everyone here,
okay.
And I'm sure I'm on speakerphone. My dad's probably in the room, too.
Am so I the mediator?
This is a family affair.
I'm the mediator here.
I think what we'll do is I'll cut you a deal. We'll do $77 flat. And then the gift card's yours.
Wow.
How about that?
Wow, jeez. Okay.
All right.
$77.
You know what, Breeze? That's better. Yeah. And so you can subtract like 50 from that, because now I'm going to start charging you storage fees.
Remember, Bethy, no deals for family. That's the way of the world. That's how you get ahead in life.
She literally just came downstairs and goes, why is there a bin of Facebook Marketplace treasures in your old room that I'm using as a storage closet? You're using it as a storage closet. Who cares?
I can't wait for later on today when all the Breezy stuff is just thrown on the front lawn.
Yeah, I mean, you can drive by, Corey, on your way home from work and see it all.
Bethy,
we're hosting
good?
A garage sale later for free.
Anything good?
Come by.
You go pick up?
Yeah, actually, I bought it all, so yeah, it's good.
You should take it back. It's yours, you know, no deals. Exactly. All right, Bethy, well, appreciate you weighing in.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
I don't know if Breezy does, but all right, see you.
We really have to block my mom's number from the studio line.
Why?
I'm just saying.
I mean, it gave a lot of great context. All right, jump in. Savage or sensible? Do you think what Breezy did was savage or sensible? Negotiating the price of a gift card, you know you won't really use. when you're selling it to a family member or a friend, specifically this time, the worst example, in my opinion, to your parents. This texter, Breezy, you're a savage. I can't believe you would do that. Those are your parents. You should have given it to them.
You left out the fact that she said, I used to like you. Awful. Well,
I wanted to try to save your...
That's awful.
Save you some feelings there.
It's awful.
However, this person's saying completely sensible. It's not like she's trying to get more than what the gift card was worth.
No. It would be really savage if I scammed them. Like, I'm not scamming anyone. I'm just trying to make sure we all, at the end of the day, are getting what we need to get.
Mind you,
if someone lowballed you, would you just lie down and take it?
If it's your parents,
you for doing bad negotiation.
If it's your parents, come on. That's what's different here. If it was a random person, I would totally get your back on that.
But I was approached by them, though.
let's see. Frankie on Twitter says, sensible, get that coin, girl.
Well, thanks, Frankie.
All right.
Thanks, Frankie.
Jumping on this one, 585-222-9800. Savage or sensible? Negotiating the price of a gift card you know you won't use when you're selling it to a friend / family member. So I'm voting savage in this one. Obviously, Breezy's voting sensible.
It's totally sensible.
We've got Nate on the phone with us. Nate, good morning.
Morning.
You want to jump in for today's savage or sensible? Negotiating the price of a gift card you know you won't use when you're selling it to a friend or family member. What do you think?
Well, first off, what family member is going to actually hold you to how much money they owe you, or you owe them?
My parents.
Like, a parent?
Like, okay, so
they've raised you and given you millions of dollars throughout your whole lifetime, is that you're up to, like, 21.
Yeah. Oh, way past that.
Shut up, Corey.
I mean, kids are expensive.
So expensive.
No, I know. Yeah. I think that they would never, they don't really like throw money in my face often. It's just when I do stupid things like that, they're like, you're an idiot.
Like,
you know what
on.
I mean?
Come on.
Which I get it. I do respect the fact that they think I'm an idiot.
Do you think partly this is just because of all the Facebook marketplace transactions you've been making and how you're kind of in that mindset?
Well, hold on. How much has she been making?
A lot of money. I've calculated it the other day. I've made over $1,000 in the last 5 months.
Okay, then. I see their end.
But here's the thing, Nate. I'm a businesswoman. I'm an entrepreneur. So, like, these transactions, they don't just happen because I'm cutting deals left and right to any Sally Maker.
But
they
it's
happen
your
because I'm because I'm firm on my pricing. I know they're my parents,
not
but they
just
need to. But Nate, they need to respect the craft.
Wow.
They need to respect the craft.
Wow, Nate.
Would you disagree? Nate?
Oh, we might have lost him. That or he's so speechless after hearing that he just can't even respond. All right, I think we lost Nate. Nate, if you're still listening, try to call back. I'm going to say it's a savage vote. Just about what he was saying. It's going to count.
I don't think so.
Some more people jumping in. 585-222-9800. A few savage votes here. This one, savage, she birthed you, period.
Okay.
It's always the Trump card. Always the Trump card.
Okay, you can't just, like, say that and then
what,
just...
I birthed you? She did. It's true.
Like, I hate when parents say... Not that my parents have ever said this to me, but, like, I brought you into this world and I can take you out. Like, you can't murder me. That is highly illegal, but okay. Some sensible votes coming in. People who are not here for my roast. I run a small business and my parents pay the same price as everyone else. I would consider what I'm doing a small business.
Oh, Lord.
Sensible. This one. I'm with Breezy on this one. I would have even gone for 85. Sensible. Breezy, I'm in sales. I'm proud that you would negotiate that to your parents. They should be proud.
Come
Sensible.
On.
It's just like, you know... Let me tell you something about finances here.
Oh, here we go. All right.
This stuff doesn't just happen, people.
Yeah, sure. You got to fleece your parents for $5 extra. That's how it happens.
Okay. People are calling me ungrateful and shysty, but here's the thing. Here's the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm running a business here, people. I'm running a business. And call it, you know, fake all you want. But at the end of the day, I have made a significant amount of money. And I'm telling you right now, that didn't just happen overnight. I had to stay true to my. Oh, Nate just weighed in. He said savage. He said
back.
The call dropped.
Oh,
but...
he's back. Nate's back, actually.
Oh, he's back. Okay.
Spoiler alert. Nate's going to say savage. You say savage, Nate?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad we got confirmation on that. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Yeah.
This person said, I own a business and I'm a businessman, quote unquote. My mother tries to pay for things and I refuse to take her money. It's my mother. Yeah. I owe her endlessly.
Ooh.
Absolutely savage.
I just tend to agree with that person. I can't imagine that. I can't imagine it being in
this
that position.
Person said savage. I just give it to them for free.
Yeah.
If I wasn't going to use it. It's not that I'm not going to use it. I would totally use it. But it's just like not something I need.
Crystal commented on Facebook. Oh, my Lanta. I've just been giving away mine to waitresses. That's not how you get ahead in business, Crystal.
Okay, but I
you
need...
You business rookie.
Crystal, let me tell you something about finance.
You never give anything away for free.
All right, dollface. But here's the thing. I see endlessly that people on Facebook Marketplace, they do these transactions. They sell gift cards for a discounted rate. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like there's nothing more valuable than cold hard cash. When like you can do things with gift cards all you want, but if you have cold hard cash at the end of the day, you're golden.
How about
you can't pay for food
or services
in gift cards.
How about this point? This texter. I think you're just not running a profitable enough business. Give and it comes back. You ever think of the karmic situation that you might be developing for yourself here?
I don't understand. I don't understand what's going on right now.
What don't you understand?
What do you mean my business isn't profitable?
It's good. It said not profitable enough that you can't maybe do a little deal here or there for some loved ones. I think that's their point. And it's true. You put out good stuff in the universe and the universe rewards you.
My parents are also acting like I've never gotten them anything before. And that's sad. I've definitely gotten them things. I got my mom one of the best Christmas gifts she's ever gotten last year.
Okay. All right. Last minute right now. Last second chance to vote for today's Savage or Sensible at 98pxy.com. Again, if the verdict is sensible, Breezy is paying... is going to be paid less. If the verdict is savage, she'll be paying more. So there's dollars on the line here. Text in the keyword vote to 585-222-9800. It'll be sent right to your phone. Or you can just go to 98pxy.com. Really, no part of you feels guilty. None at all.
I just thought people would be proud of me.
some are. Not your parents, obviously, but...
I think my dad deep down is pretty proud of me, even though he is getting the raw end of the deal. Yeah. Actually, he's still getting money for free at the end of the day. Let's just talk about it that way.
By the way, some people are challenging that this is a business.
It is a business.
selling things on Facebook Marketplace. I don't know.
Okay, to this texter saying, since when is Facebook Marketplace
don't
a business?
Say it. Don't say
selling
it.
Old raggedy beep for cash is not a business. I don't sell old raggedy beep. I'm taking these items and flipping them. And they're what?
Your dad's weighing in too. Your dad said this started because we wanted to help Breezy turn it into cash. They try to help you out and look at this, how you repay them.
It's not my dad. Someone's posing as my dad. Someone's posing as my father on the text line.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Should we inform the authorities that someone is posing as him? Stolen
his
identity.
But I don't understand. I guess I don't really understand the people that are saying like, just give it away. Like, just give it to them. Like,
I mean,
gesture. I think that's a really...
You don't think it'd be a nice gesture?
Just to give them my...
Hey, Mom and Dad, you know what? Listen, it's really nice that you offered to give me cash for this.
Doesn't make any sense.
It's really, really nice. And I love you guys for everything that you've done for me. So here, it's a gift. Just a gift. You say you have an abundance of these cards. That's the thing, too. That makes it more savage.
Maybe for Christmas, but... I don't know. I feel like you're stalling right now because you want me to lose, which is fine, I guess, but I see right through you. You're being extremely transparent. I can't even believe what you're doing right now.
What?
I'm telling you right now. You're stalling because you want no.
What do you mean?
Corey,
why would
go
I
to the poll.
Why would I
go
stall?
To the poll?
We got callers. We got more
go
people saying
to
give it to your parents.
The poll.
All right. Last chance to vote. 98pxy.com.
Wow.
Oh, boy. How many devices did you vote from? I'm curious.
The transparency.
Well,
I didn't vote.
All right. Easy. You didn't?
I voted once.
Okay. Okay.
On my phone.
All right.
Let's go
to the poll. 98pxy.com. Again, money is on the line here. Savage or sensible? Negotiating the price of a gift card you know
such
you won't
an
use
idiot.
When you're selling it to a friend.
You would have been here till 9 o'clock if I didn't tell him to go to the poll.
I literally would have waited until it said savage. Oh, we're only off by one vote. Oh, boy. One more refresh. One more refresh. Okay. This is the final one. Breezy, are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
I feel like this requires more more drama, more hoopla than normal. So, Breezy.
What?
The result of the
We're
poll.
We're so late now because of you. Thank you.
The result of the poll. 52% of the people voting say your move was...
Baby.
How many times did you really vote?
I really only voted once.
Okay.
What? You can't believe that people are on my side?
No.
Really?
It saddens me deeply.
Really?
I really tried hard to hold out, but so close. Sorry!
We would have been here until 10 o'clock!
Sorry, Bethy and Toddy. My apologies. I tried my best.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage Scale. More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy. Are you ready to vote? Find out at vote411.org.
If you want to be heard, then vote.
Whether you're voting by mail or in person, have a plan to vote on November 3rd.
Every vote counts.
Early voting is available this year, too, starting October 24th. Vote. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org. The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.